Okay, folks, this is the English program, and we take a look now at the latest things that have been going on via the Mayor of London's office. Yes, we are looking at the website, london.gov.uk. It's part of the Greater London Authority's website thing, and in particular we're taking a focused look at the latest Mayor's press releases. This first one here, let's have a look at this. Mayor funds new scheme to bring touch rugby to the workplace to help boost sporting participation across the capital. Free RFU sessions for men and women to help boost sporting participation. As part of an unprecedented drive to get Londoners in every corner of the capital more active and boost sporting participation in the run-up to and after the 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games, the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is giving workers in the capital the chance to try out rugby for free. I have to say, rugby is not sort of very widespread in Spain, but whenever I try and do a session at the uni or in the high school or whatever in Spain, I mean, people love it. They've seen it, but it's not very easy if you're Spanish to sort of get access to sort of playing rugby. But I do have to say, whenever I take all the stuff along, everyone loves it. They love playing rugby. The people I've met anyway in Spain. Peter Andre helps the Mayor Boris Johnson to recruit reading ambassadors for a new kids scheme. The Mayor of London launched a new reading and literacy project this week to help young children aged 3 to 5 years who are struggling with their learning development. The scheme will work with families and equip them with the skills to boost their children's literacy and prepare them for school entry. Pop star Peter Andre joined the mayor at the launch alongside local school children and their parents at Botwell Green Library. The mayor joins forces with cultural sector to strengthen volunteer base. There's a plan for the first ever citywide strategy for arts and cultural organisations. This has been revealed this week. The mayor is joining forces with arts and cultural organisations to raise the profile of volunteering and enhance the status of volunteers working within the sector, with the development of the first ever citywide volunteering framework. Also, the mayor calls on Londoners to pledge bee-friendly behaviour to support urban bees. So this was on the 13th of June. The mayor launched an innovative campaign to encourage this so-called bee-friendly behaviour and help support London's vital bee population. The LIDA agency, part of M&C Saatchi, produced a tube and bee movie, whatever that is. The campaign based on the work of cult artist to rally Londoners. 50 winners of community beekeeping training, hives and bees has been announced as part of Capital Growth. The full story can be found if you go to london.gov.uk. Mayor calls on Londoners to pledge bee-friendly behaviour to support urban bees. This is the English programme here you're listening to. For more information about what we do, go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. But for more information about what the Mayor of London's doing, don't go to our blog, go to his page at the official Greater London Authority, the GLA website. It's london.gov.uk, and go to press releases for the Mayor of London.